Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, and today we're doing a question that we got from our Facebook group. If you want to come join us in there, it is the Dropship Tribe. Just search the Dropship Tribe on Facebook, you will find it. But we asked for questions, and one of them was, why did we create Dropship Breakthrough in the first place? Like, tell us the story of how it began, really. What's our why? And I think John and I, we kind of debated, how do we come at this? And I think, honestly, both of our whys probably started long before Dropship Breakthrough was even a figment of our imaginations. Heck, we tried something in the past with a third partner trying to throw something together. I've tried some things in the past as well. And so why did you – let's go back, John. 2014, you're just getting started. You launch the what do we call it? The lighting site, we'll call it that. And at some point, you decided to share what you were doing. You decided to help others. And for me and you, it was in a forum. We were just in there, and we were kind of the most active people in that forum. We were helping each other, right? But eventually, it became more than just, let's help our little group. Let's help a bunch of other people. But how did that start for you?
Yeah, I think this also wraps up part of the why we started this, even this podcast as well. I think that's this is like, you know, if people have been listening to this podcast for a long time, I think this is kind of the story of the podcast is wrapped up in this why as well, I think, in some ways. But yeah, I mean, back in 2014, I mean, the online space was very different to what it is now. Like from a content perspective particularly, you know, I mean, Facebook was still a reasonably new platform compared to what it is now. And the amount of people out there pumping out content back then was a lot less than there is now, where you're kind of overwhelmed with people talking on TikTok and this and that about dropshipping or even just business in more general terms. And so I think definitely once there was a bit of stuff out there on how to get a business up and running in this space for sure, which is kind of the shortest part of the journey. But after that, yeah, it was very much a bit of a wasteland. Like, what do you do when you make your first sales? Like, how do you grow your business? How do you get more traffic? Like, no one was talking about SEO back then as relates to dropshipping for sure. Not a single person was even talking about that. It didn't come onto my radar straight away, that's for sure. And let alone things like how to do retargeting properly, how to do conversion rate optimization, how to do email marketing. Like, that was just nothing. And so, yeah, you're right. We were kind of just hanging out together. And like, I think we had a little mastermind group at the time as well. I don't know if you remember that. We used to hop on calls with a couple of other people. I think, were you part of that? Or was I? I think, I remember like there was a couple of dudes I used to hop on a call with. I think you were one of them.
I did a few and I honestly don't even remember. There was so many different people.
I can't remember everyone who was on them. But yeah, we had a couple of little groups going here and there where we'd get together and talk about like what we're trying in our businesses and trying to muddle through some of those questions, those big questions around how do you take one of these businesses to the next level. And a lot of my research at that time and where I was learning had nothing to do with e-commerce. Like I was looking at dudes that were, you know, guys like Brian Dean or, you know, Perry Marshall and, you know, in who's a big PPC guy back in the day.
That's an old name, isn't he? In Australia? Well, he's
no, but he's got a business partner who's an Australian, or was his business partner back. Mike Rhodes, old school PPC guy. They had books and stuff like that. And so, like, I was going like trying to put together information from these kind of external to e-commerce and drop shipping sources, and trying to mold it to what we were doing. And then we'd be talking about that sort of stuff in our little groups and forums and things like that. And it was a pretty lonely sort of exercise back then too, I think. I mean, it always is, I think, to an extent, one of the more lonelier paths to walk. But particularly back then, like I had way less, you know, connections with other people in this business model than you can put together now. Like when I started, for example, I was the only person in Australia doing it that I could find. Like our particular model, that is, this high ticket dropshipping model. There were high ticket dropshipping or businesses that did high ticket dropshipping, like Wayfair was a thing, back then. In Australia, it's not anymore, but they were here back then. And so that, those the businesses existed, but could you talk to somebody who was running those businesses? Could you find them? No, never. So like it was like, yeah, it was a very, it was always, everything was just like suck it and see, trial and error, you know, and it's, yeah, it wasn't easy, that's for sure.
Are you enjoying the show? Are you getting loads of value? That's amazing. If you can do John and I one quick favor, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, leave a review. All of these things help us to reach more people, change more lives, and it's one small thing we ask of you. So again, hit that subscribe button, hit the follow button if you're on a podcast player, and leave a review if you're on iTunes or if you're on Spotify. We appreciate it very, very much. Yeah, for me, it was had a little more, right? There's more people in the U.S. We were in the same forums talking to each other.
Yeah.
But I quickly saw an opportunity to podcast, and that would bring other people together. That would allow me access to some people. And so I started the Take Consistent Action podcast. And again, selfishly, I was like, oh, if I talk about my journey, I can probably refer people to the course I took and make some money. And it worked. So I was able to interview some people who were doing cool things. I was able to talk to Justin Cook from Empire Flippers and get a little inside knowledge there and build a relationship there. And so, you know, I've been behind this microphone for a long time. I had the Take Consistent Action that led to Ecom Fire, where we had a podcast. And that led to the BK Show, which is, you know, still live out there. You can go find the BK Show. And through me sharing, I think, is what really led to me realizing the impact you can make on people. And so e-commerce itself had a massive impact on me. I had to, you know, as you said, we had to go solve all these problems. But each one of those problems slowly dragged me out of the life I was, you know, destined to live. Like when I started this journey, my dad was a warehouse worker. And my mom, who had passed already, she was a CNA, and I was married at the time, working at a warehouse, and my wife was a CNA. And slowly but surely, I stepped out of that by creating my own way, building businesses, selling businesses. Eventually, I got a little too focused in the work, and the first wife went her own way through that process too. But that's how I ended up, you know, diving into something new. That's the time when my previous partnership reached out to me and said, "Hey, we've been coaching for a while," which the podcast led to the coaching consulting. "Why don't you come on board?" And that led to, you know, 3 years of amazingness, of going 1 million to 11 million in like 2.5 years, and having a really good time growing and having fun again, and like learning new stuff. And that's really where my love for SEO really started happening. And so I think that's what it was, John, just scratching my own itch. How do I go meet people in this industry so that I can grow? How do I go learn the stuff I have no idea how to learn? Because we just weren't presented it anywhere. There was no, again, courses on this stuff. There was nobody teaching this stuff for our business model. It just wasn't out there. And we had to go solve all these problems. And so, you know, through all that process, you and I, we kind of became internet friends, right? Through the forums, through the podcast. I'm not even sure. Were you on Take Consistent Action or any of that stuff back in the day? I don't even remember. Yeah. I wish that podcast was still live.
Yeah. I don't think so. Wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, so, I don't even honestly.
There's
don't
various
remember.
Things are a bit hazy from that time. I definitely remember, like, Econ Fire, your podcast with the other guys you were doing that with at that time. I definitely remember that podcast. I don't know if I ever went on it with you guys or anything like that, but I definitely remember listening to it. Yeah. It's funny thinking back about that. I'm in some parts like grateful for that experience as well, because I think, like, in terms of longevity, I think going through a period where you have to work things out and like really getting, because I mean, now I just like default kind of problem solve. And I think I do notice, obviously, we work with a lot of people who are just getting started now, nearly 10 years later. And I do think I kind of detect, and maybe it's just always been the case, but a lot of people just aren't prepared to do that when they're starting a business. They want like everybody just to tell them all how to do it the whole way through. And like the minute they hit a challenge that doesn't fit like, you know, the sort of general advice out there, they kind of just stop and don't go out and solve the problem themselves. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think that was a benefit of there not being so much content around when we started, is that you were kind of forced to go and work things out yourself, and that becomes a habit. And I think that's a good habit to have when you're a business owner, is like, your default with you, when you hit a challenge, is, well, I'm just going to fucking work it out, because that's what I've always done. You know, if the answer isn't apparent, I'm not going to see it as a barrier. I'm going to see it as an opportunity to overcome an obstacle and find the solution. And then, that's my solution. I can go start talking to other people about that solution. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's a lot of where I kind of got started down the pathway that led to like where we are now was, you know, I was working things out that other people weren't working out, but then I was sharing them. And that turned into a lot of people sort of around 2015, 2016 coming to me and saying, "Hey, John, can you help me with these things? Like, I need help with this because they weren't working it out." And I think some things as well clicked for me really early and easily, like pay-per-click advertising, that sort of thing. I think I just kind of had a natural sort of affinity with that sort of thing, whereas other people, that's not their natural thing or their way of thinking, and it takes them a little bit longer to get their heads around it. And so I started getting just a lot of people reaching out to me all the time. "Hey, can you help me in my Google Ads account? Can you help me do this thing? Can you help me do that thing?" And that kind of started turning into like coaching people on some of those things, which, I mean, our courses and things like that haven't been around for that long, but I started one-to-one coaching people way back in 2015. And that was kind of like the very early precursor to where we find ourselves today, of course.
Yeah. And I want to walk through, you know, often people think about failing as a bad thing. Up until you and I came together, there's a lot of failure in my story, right? I think I did 11 episodes of the BK show, or not the BK show, the Take Consistent Action podcast. And then I got too scared to keep going, right? Mm-hmm. I was too scared to keep putting my name out there. What are people going to think? And that's when I courted with Clint and Len, and we started Ecom Fire, and we put out a bunch of content. And then 3 months in, before the affiliate revenue came in, Len quit. And so it was on Clint and I to keep going. And then Clint quit. And it was like, fuck, what do I do now? So then, you know, I partner up with Corey. We start doing things there. We bring you on board. Way too many cooks in the kitchen on that relationship, right? We all split off of there. And right, that's a million reasons where I should be like, I shouldn't be teaching. I shouldn't be podcasting. Heck, we were doing daily videos on Ecom Fire for the longest period of time. And so there's a lot of failure in there, right? But it all led to accumulation of like, all right, first off, I decided to take a break. That's where I really poured into the golf company. And we had a really good time doing that. But right when I exited the golf company, which was a nice seven-figure victory for me, COVID hit. Like literally a week later after I signed the papers, the world shut down. And I think that's where you and I kind of came back together, right? Like we had been coaching people. I was doing podcasts. Heck, I think you had Build, Sell, Grow, Repeat going at that point. You kind of had your own growth course going. And I got bored, if I'm honest with you. I didn't know what to do during COVID. I had, you know, a lot of time on my hands after exiting that company, and I was just kind of sitting there, and like, you know, paychecks were rolling in monthly, and I decided to fire up the BK show, and you and I started to fire up a Friday conversation around that time as well. We just started hanging out on my Friday afternoons, your Saturday mornings, and honestly, like, I don't want to say that rescued me during COVID, but my God, was that a nice respite when nobody was doing anything for months there. It was nice to have somebody to just bullshit with. And you and I talked about everything from e-commerce to the big orange man who was in office at the time to you know, our beliefs on a lot of random stuff. And we were kind of all over the place, but it was nice to connect again. Most of the time our connections were, you know, on forums and through text and things like that. And you know, that brought John onto the BK show. You can go find that. It's still live. The BK show. John was on there a couple times, I believe. And one of them, we just gave away the entire business model. It was like 3 hours of us just giving away the whole business model. And in the middle of the show, it's not on video, so you can't see it, but I'm off to the side buying dropshippodcast.com because I was like, this is fun. Like, this was really, really fun to share again and realize more, like, see what I did. Other people saw it in me. I didn't see it myself. I'm like, how good I was at this business model, how much I knew, how much I understood, how good I was at teaching, how good we were at talking through it. And I think that day on that podcast is when I really knew. And I was like, this is fun. I bought that domain and you and I originally just started a podcast. We started a Patreon where we were charging $5 an episode, which is still there. People can go consume all the back catalog for free if they'd like to. But we started with a Patreon podcast, just literally chopping it up for like an hour. You know, not the greatest sound on there, but unbelievable content. If you go back to listen to all of those episodes, that was you and me just raw. We had nothing. There was no agenda. We were just giving it away.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. There really wasn't. I mean, that was truly born out of it. It's something that we say to each other, I think, or pops up in our conversations regularly from time to time. Like if something feels fun, we should do it, right? Or if something stops feeling fun, we should stop doing it. by reverse. And I think that was very much that thing. It was just fun to do that. Like, it was enjoyable primarily. Yeah. Like, yeah, no real business outcome in mind. As such, in the beginning, it was just like, let's just start putting this stuff out there. Let's just start recording because we're already doing it anyway. We're already jumping on the phone here and just, you know, talking shit, and that's fun. So, and we like to talk about business as part of those discussions. So let's just find a way to do that and, you know, let some other people in on that and see, you know, see what they think about it and see if they enjoy it.
I don't know the
too.
Other side of this. I don't know the other side of this. I want you to tell me the rest of the story, because I genuinely don't know how you thought about this. I know the story you've told me. I don't know whether it's like true or not, but we're doing the Dropship Podcast on Patreon, and yeah, you had already built a course, Build, Sell, Grow, Repeat, on how to grow a high ticket dropshipping business. But that whole time you're planting these little seeds with me of like, hey, we should teach this. Can you tell me your side of like what was going through your head? Because you literally conned me into doing this. I'm going to be honest with you. Walk me through the psychology. You
were like, get this the most cake. Frustrating nearly 2 years ever. Yeah, like, seriously, this is how long it took, guys, to get this guy to agree to put a business out there in this space, and that it was something he should do and he could do. Such a bitch. Such a self-doubting bitch. Anyway.
Man, when did we start anyway? September 21? Something like that? October 21?
On Dropship Breakthrough.
Yeah.
No, it was August 21. So just over two years ago when we do this. So I started Build, Sell, Grow, Repeat, which was my sort of the precursor course to Dropship Breakthrough. In that,
yeah, is that named after the Slipknot album, by the way?
Nate, Feed, Kill. It might have been the inspiration for that string of words, possibly. Yeah, first Slipknot album. If anybody's into that, wants to go back to the 90s. So I built that, and that was kind of born out of my one-to-one coaching experiences, which at that time, so I started that in 2019, so actually pre-COVID. I had my first class of that. And some of those people are still with us today at Dropship Breakthrough. In fact, some of them are going to be at our live event in Noosa in like a week and a half as we record this. Some of them were at our live event in Minneapolis we did in July. It was fantastic to actually finally meet those people face to face who had been listening to me talk for like 4 years at that point. It's kind of like, well, that blows my mind in and of itself. But yeah, it was more like I had been doing coaching, one-to-one coaching for years, so from 2015 to 2019, and I would just constantly getting the same questions, right, from people. Like, people coming to me with the same problems, people with the same questions about how to grow their business, about marketing, about Google Ads, about this, about that, the other. How do I make this work? Why isn't this working in my business? Like, and honestly, it was just born out of, I just didn't want to listen to those questions anymore in a one-to-one sense. Like, I was constantly just having the same conversation over and over again. And over time that gets really draining. And so I thought, how is it possible that we've got this far down the track and nobody is teaching anybody this stuff yet? Like, how are all of these people having these same questions when there are people out there who have audiences in this space? And there were other courses out there at the point on how to do high ticket dropshipping. And yet none of them were actually teaching people how to grow a business properly. And to me, it was just like blowing my mind. So I started that, and I taught how to grow your business. I didn't teach how to start the business, right? Because honestly, that's just a bit of a formula. It's a pretty formulaic thing. You know, we do it our own way a little bit, but a lot of the steps are fairly similar depending on who you listen to. But no, like, so I just built all the marketing stuff, like how to do Google Ads, how to do conversion rate optimization, how to think about SEO, email marketing, retargeting, all of those strategies that need to come together to grow a really decent high ticket dropshipping business. That's what the course was. And so you can only join it if you're already a high ticket dropshipper. Like, I had nothing for you if you hadn't started yet. If you were like one of the many people that are listening to this podcast right now, thinking about starting, you couldn't have come and worked with me at that point. And so I did that a few times, and obviously the limitation to that, and I really enjoyed it. I got personally a lot out of it. I always have when it comes to helping people. It's just like, I think in life there's few greater things than, yes, personal success is fantastic, but the ability to take to work off the back of your personal success and then actually replicate that with other people. So help them to achieve something similar, and see where that takes them as a person in their life, the things they're able to do, is phenomenal. Like I've had people reach back out to me who are like, I bought my family a house with money I've made from dropshipping since we were working together. I've look at this brand new six-figure car that I've bought with my business. Like, it's amazing. I'm so thankful. Like, that's really cool to be able to say that you're having that sort of impact on people. And so for me, that was always a big driver in that. But the limitation, of course, teaching people who are already high-ticket dropshippers is that at that point in time, there wasn't a lot of high-ticket dropshippers, really. So in terms of if I wanted, I was really enjoying running that business, but I was like, how am I going to get more people in here? How can I have that impact on more people? Because I was kind of like, you know, there's only so many people that are decent that are going to get something out of what I do who already have a business. It's going to be way better from my ability to impact people if I can then bring like hundreds or thousands of more people to this plate that can then go through that whole process, and I can sort of have that impact on. And so that's, I started thinking about, okay, well, the only way you can really do that is if you bring people in from ground zero. Like, they haven't started, they need to learn how to get started, and then they can make use of that really great growth stuff that I'm already doing as well. Because the other side of the coin is if I constantly rely on people who have learned how to start a business from somebody else, it's probably going to be wrong, right? And I was getting people, I was coming in, I was like just saying, you're just in the wrong niche. You got that niche list off somebody, didn't you? Well, yeah, that was your business is a shit idea. And that was a really hard conversation to have with people, like saying, I can't help you grow this. You need to go back and start your business again from scratch. And that really sucked as well. So I thought we need to fix that too. And so I started thinking about adding in the how do you start the business stuff. And I think it was around that time we had started talking again. And like, I mean, it kind of struck me, obviously. I mean, I thought we'd always got on great. And I was feeling, you know, there are some limitations around some of the things I could do personally, like you can only do so much and all of that sort of thing. And I thought we had pretty good chemistry, and you had in the time, you know, that you'd been doing the golf business, and then you were consulting a lot of people on how to do some of the things that you'd had success with in the golf business, like SEO and that sort of stuff. It really struck out to me that I think that you had done some things that I hadn't done in that space, and knowing that SEO and things like that are very good for high ticket drop shipping. I kind of felt like we had enough similarities, but yet enough differences that if we worked together on something, once again, for the people who were part of that something, it would be a much even greater impact, right? Like I always felt we could do more together than like if we were doing things separately. And so, yeah, at some point there, I think I put the idea out to you that, hey, we should, because we'd had a go at this before as well. Like, as you mentioned, Easy E-commerce Wins, and there'll be some people who are listening to this show that recognize that name. That didn't quite work out, but I always thought we were kind of on the right track with that, but it just didn't. I mean, the mix of personalities and some of the approaches, I just don't think we came at it the right way. And I think with what we're doing, with the way that we got into Dropship Breakthrough and the podcast, was actually a much better way of doing it. We took a better approach this time, which was to, you know, start just doing stuff first and, you know, introduce the course stuff a bit later.
What's the real here? Because like December 2019, yeah. Elliot Rowe, my coach, invited me to his mastermind. I stood in a mansion in Salt Lake City and declared, I'll fucking do this on December 2019, right? And I just looked on the BK show. I didn't have you on there until March 9th, 2021. We didn't start this until August 2021. So what's the – give me those 2 years, because I remember we talked that whole fucking time, and every call you'd get off, you'd be like, hey, we should teach this. Every time. We would never end a call without you poking me slightly, just like, hey, you ever thought about – maybe we should teach this, huh?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't – it's interesting to hear that you recall that date. I don't recall any of the dates that we actually started talking about this sort of stuff, like doing it. I really don't recall any of that, other than that it was a long conversation, a really long ongoing conversation. And you're right, I did used to poke you, because we'd be talking about stuff and you'd be basically saying all the right things like you want to do it. And then you'd always be like, but I don't really want to be a drop shipping guy. Right? And so all of your doubts would start to bubble up. And one of the great things about going through that process is I've been able to see the change in you and the mental step leaps that you've taken that have enabled you to start doing this. That was actually kind of interesting to watch, and what you usually attribute that to, and which is probably, I think it's really just attributed to me constantly wearing you down. But
look, I think it's good for people to hear that, right? That I had my own doubts and I didn't start because I was worried about things, and like, you're not alone in this. There's probably a lot of people listening to this. And if you made it to minute 24 of this podcast or 25, you likely have thought about starting too, and you haven't started, or you're in the process of going, but you're scared to pick a niche, or like, there's a million ways for you to trip yourself up, and no one's immune to that, especially me. I just showed you in my process, there's a bunch of failures along the way. There was a bunch of moments John and I probably could have done this a long time, like probably should have done this a long time ago. And, I got in my own way. You were pushing me. Heck, Scott DeMoulin helped Tony Robbins create Business Mastery. This guy's really fucking smart. And he pulled me aside at that mastermind. He's like, you're fucking special, kid. And I was like, don't say that. You know, man, I wish daddy would have said that a long time ago. That was the real bullshit going on in my head. You know, and I started bawling or whatever. Just like that whole room was like, dude, you got this, man. You're clearly one of the best in the world at this. You should be doing this. And it just never clicked, you know, like. So, you know, kudos to you for riding the wave with me. And a lot of it was the self-development work that I did. You know, Valentina and Elliot were at our Minneapolis event. Valentina is going to have some stuff in our course very soon. Mm-hmm. We recommend working with her. She's relatively inexpensive, especially compared to she's more than 15x cheaper than Elliot. And you can go get some of this self-development work, but you could go listen to Tony Robbins. You can go do all this stuff on your own. And it's important to put that out there that it wasn't that long ago where I was very unsure of myself. Had a really terrible COVID haircut, by the way, during this time as well. But I didn't know how to solve the problems that I was working through. And you did have a front row seat to watch me, you know, work through all those things and kind of shed the baggage that I carried with me for 35 years.
Yeah, and I think one of the things as well that kind of made me keep like pushing you on it was also that I could see that kind of like I could see that you got a lot out of just helping people with this stuff. Like, not from a financial perspective, yes, we run a business in this space, and yes, we make money from that business. Right. You know, yes, that's part of it. But like that sort of that real driving force is the ability to take our experiences and, you know, that story that we've told before, like for you being a forklift driver, going for a forklift driver at Walmart, earning, you know, a relatively small amount of money, working shitty hours, blah, 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 to somebody who's got much more control over their life, who's financially in a better place, who's got more time to do the things that they want to do, et cetera, and has more options. Like that story, the ability to take people through that own change in their life. I could see that was something that you were passionate about also in the same way that I was. And I think that alignment kind of helped me to say, yeah, I mean, this is the right guy to have as part of this business. And now, you know, I mean, we're bringing other people into the same business, I think, like much in a much more slow sense. But I think some of those people may end up being a part of the business who have similar motivations. And I think that was also a big part of it for me, because I mean, there are a lot of people in like the information space with programs or whatever, even in our space, who frankly don't have that motivation. And you can see it shine through, because if you speak to somebody who's in their program, they say, oh yeah, I never see that dude. He has nothing to do with his students. Like they're the sort of polar opposite of the way that we approach it. Like we just, both of us got off a call with our students this morning before we came in to record this podcast, right? Like we sat down there and talked about stuff with them. And we both, I think, really enjoy doing that. And so for me, that was a big reason why I think I kept needling you after every call, because I could just say like, this was something that you should do, in my view. And I thought it would be good for you. I thought it would be good for me. There was self-interest there 100%. And like it, building the business that we've built together, this podcast, the Dropship Breakthrough, etc., has felt so much easier doing it together than it felt doing it alone, from my perspective. Like, things just click easier, and I think it's because we have that enough things that are similar, some things that are complementary, differences of views on different ideas on some things as well. It's just it's been a good mix, and I think that's made, you know, continued that sort of enjoyable, fun element that we kind of set out to, you know, that we've always kind of had as our guiding light. Like, if this feels good, if it's fun, we should keep doing it. If it stops feeling good, if it stops being fun, well, maybe it's time to look at, you know, either we need to change things, or it's, you know, time to look at changing the business or whatever.
Yeah, let's be real. So. We have people reaching out, whether they're in our course or not, which is even fucking cooler, almost daily, talking about the changes that have happened in their life because of what we're doing. That's why I fucking do it. Like, you know, go back and look. I just pulled it up. Like, 2021, we started in August. We lost 1,500. September, we made 1,500. October, we lost 1,500. November, we lost $5,000. Like, there wasn't a lot of motivation to get going here in the beginning. Like, it was more hearing from people of like, oh shit, I listened to what you said and I put up that article and I'm already ranking number one and it's bringing in sales. Like, that's fucking cool, man. Now it's people who have started a business just listening to this podcast who have like been able to bring in whatever it is, an extra couple thousand dollars a month, to people who have started real businesses of size by just listening to us. And if I, you know, just going back, looking at that guy at Walmart Distribution Center was really fucking unhappy, man. Like, really unhappy and really lost, if I'm honest with you. And so between learning life skills that I was able to leverage to get out of that life, to the self-development journey I went on to become literally a new person, in my opinion, like, if I can give that gift to someone else, if I can plant that little seed for somebody, that to me, that's life-changing. And we've had so many people reach out and say, you know, thank you. Thank you for giving me that little gift. And so while this job comes with endless fucking Facebook comments that tell us we're scams, no shortage of, you know, fat comments in the jokes about me, fat jokes in the comments about me. And just like, while that comes with a lot of fucking bullshit, it comes with this unbelievable reward. And look, 100 years from now, no one's going to know who the fuck John and I were. And so I'm doing this because I want to fucking do this. And you should be doing what you're doing because you want to fucking do it, not because you have to do it to appease mommy or daddy, or you have to do it to pay the bills and this is the only way to get by. It's all bullshit. You can do whatever you want. So right now, in this phase of life, this is what I'm choosing to do because it's fun and it's really, really, really rewarding. And so, you know, if you're still, again, you're sitting here 30 minutes into the show, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to John and I drone on about this nonsense. And I hope if in any way we've impacted your life, that you reach out and let us know that, because that's why we do this. Leave a review, post a comment, send us a DM, whatever it is. Like, the small, honestly, small amount of feedback we get doing a podcast. Podcast is a very lonely business. It means a lot to us. And so, I don't know. I can't imagine doing anything else right at this moment, if I'm honest with you, John. And you know, to our point, we get asked this a lot. We both still have our foot in the game, right? I've got a known business. We've got a business together. We have three partners now, all high ticket drop shipping. And so we're still having fun playing this game.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. I am very grateful to everybody who's listened to this show, particularly if you were listening to the early shows on the Patreon. I mean, that shit's getting like nearly 3 years old, which is wild in and of itself. Did I think we'd still be releasing podcast episodes on high ticket drop shipping 3 years later? Honestly, maybe not, but we're still going and we've still got plenty of stuff to say, I think. And so, yeah, that's crazy. People starting businesses just listening to a podcast. Like, to me, that's like wild. I did not expect that, let alone some of the, like, there's people who have done that who are also running profitable high ticket dropshipping businesses. Like, they're actually doing pretty good. Once again, I did not expect that, to be fair. And it's so amazing to see. And yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm the same. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now, I think. Yeah. I mean, I love it. Well, it's exciting.
For funsies, I threw a link, so you can put it in the notes when this comes out, to the genesis of this whole thing was just you and I shooting the shit for an hour and 40 minutes, giving away this whole thing. So, Maybe people will find that interesting, because there's a reason I haven't stopped paying for the hosting, is because there's a lot of cool memories in that podcast. And this is one of my favorite ones, right? It led to us being here right now. And so anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. It's a little bit different one. And yeah, if you got more ideas for the show, post them to the Facebook group, shoot them in Slack if you're a course member already, and see you on the next show.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.